is always a pleasure to be up here, to stand behind this pulpit. It's a different sight than what we're used to seeing. This is, I think, the first time actually to be able to see what Brother Tracy sees when he's been in this situation. So it is totally different. Of course, we've got Brother Tiny and them here, so that helps a little bit. But it's still, like I said, a different sight, though. But we'll manage to get through it. Unfortunately, it just looks like COVID's just not going to go away anytime soon. This year hasn't been a great start either. So I think 2020 is it's kind of tricking us a little bit when I just feel like 2021 is really 2020 still. But we'll see how the year goes. Lots of prayers going to be needed to get through this coming up year. And lots of prayers going to be needed for those that are sick around the church. We're going to be in Genesis tonight. Prayed when Brother Tiny asked me. I just kind of got away, prayed for a minute on what the Lord had me to maybe preach on tonight. And Genesis kind of came to mind. And a thought came to mind as well. And that thought's going to be expectations. As I noticed that just as I'm getting older and how the years are going past me, I noticed that expectations are high. Not necessarily a good thing, too. I noticed that people expect more in life. People expect to be handed stuff more to them, which is always, it's nothing new, but it seems like it's just getting more relevant. More people seem to be expecting more in today's time. I noticed a lot of Christians seem to expect stuff more. Expect things to happen for them. They expect things to go one way and things don't turn out the way it goes and they get upset. I see more of that in today's time, and we're losing Christians each and every day. We're losing people that used to preach and live the word, and you see them every day. I'm not the only one that sees stuff like that. You see them go to the wayside. Things happen in their life because they expected things, and when things didn't go their way, they looked and did something else different that was out of the will of God, and then you see where they are today and where their family is today. But I see things turning in that direction. So Genesis came to mind when I'm thinking of that. I thought of that thought. Well-known scripture. Everyone knows this story. I'll see what the Lord has us going to read on it. Everyone knows this story. It's going to be Genesis chapter 6, talking about the flood. Very well-known scripture. And talking about Noah's Ark. And we're going to start off verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is always his flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth to those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old men, of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man." And if you're looking at your Bible, I do want you to point out, I want to point out the fact that it says God's capitalized. So that way we know who's speaking here in this verse. It says that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6 says, "And it repented the Lord," again, capitalized there, "that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." And that sounds just like today, as we get many years past. It just sounds like we're getting more and more in a worse state in this country and around this world. You can look and tell it's every year. It's just something's getting worse, worse, worse. And I'm not being political, but the political's it didn't go the way we're going, and the way people are up there talking, not naming any names, it just looks like the years are going to continue to get even worse. And that's exactly what happened here in chapter 6. And God had clearly said, and like I said in verse 6, "And repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of this earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." These are the generations of Noah. Noah was just a just man and a perfect and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Again, that sounds like today. Just getting worse and worse and worse. And we all know what the end result is going to be if you're not saved. We all know the Lord's going to come back. And each day that goes past, I truly believe that, yes, I could see the Lord come back before I pass away. Or my children pass away for sure. I don't see it coming much more. You know, I don't see us being here much longer here on earth. It's coming today. The Bible says it. And I do believe it's growing nearer and nearer each day that passes. And especially with the stuff that we see on a daily basis out here. And God's talking about the violence and the people that seem to have turned their back on God. And of course, it says here that Noah has found grace in his eyes. Noah, it seems to be the only one that he's found favor in, that actually Noah's actually still worshiping God, knows the true God, while everyone else is doing whatever they're doing. And in this world, the expectations have changed. Instead of expecting God and to letting God take control, we're expecting things now. We're wanting things just to be handed to us. We want stuff to be given to us. And as Christians, like I was saying before, the Christians out here, they're changing their ways. They're expecting stuff. They're expecting more stuff. They're expecting a Sunday school role. They're expecting to come in here and get a salary. This church ain't like that, but there's a lot of churches out here that do provide salaries, and so people expect to fill a role just for the salary. And if you're doing stuff like that, that's going to be out of the will of God. That's not something that God intended. I'm not saying salaries are wrong necessarily, but when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, that's not what God's will is. It doesn't mean that you can't expect stuff in life to be given to you. In my work, I expect to eat every day. And of course, in my line, I don't get to eat all the time. I try to get it where I get it when it's dead, but it always ends up where I go walk in and something's happening, an accident, or someone's running to me asking for help. I'm always interrupted. I can't, I'm expecting to eat, but sometimes I don't always get to eat, and which is fine. I can't expect something like that. I just have to do it, and that's the problem. That's what I'm trying to get to tonight. Is that in order for us to expect stuff, we need to be able to live for God and actually worship Him and know that He is the true living God, like Noah here. Noah's worshiping God. He's not expecting stuff to be given to him, and that's exactly why God's got favor with Noah right here in these verses. And again, it says here in verse 11, it says the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. So God's telling Noah, and is about to speak to Noah about what's about to happen, what he's expecting out of Noah. And any kind of expectations really need to be coming from God. God's expecting a lot out of us. He has that liberty to have it, to expect stuff from us, because we're no one. God was the one, is the perfect being. And here we are, we are the Christian. He's the one that's saving us, and we are to be a servant for God. Shouldn't be the other way around. We shouldn't be expecting stuff from God. God's expecting stuff from us. He's expecting that we live for Him, to be the Christian, to walk upon this earth, to be presentable to Him, and that way we can shine to others. Because it's reversed out here. A lot of these Christians are expecting a lot of things from God, and that's not the way we should be living. Verse 13, it says, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without. And shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Verse 15 says, and this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in cubits shalt thou finish it above. And in the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. Verse 18, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. I'm going to say that again, and I'm not going to say anything more than that. It says, they shall be male and female. That's all I'm going to say about that. Of fowls, after their kind, and of cattle, after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth, after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And I read that. Everyone knows what happens after that, about when the flood comes, and how long the ark was in the water, and when the water resided down and stuff like that. But the thing is that Noah went and did as God commanded. God gave him an expectation, and Noah went through with it and followed God. And that's the way we should be living today. Unfortunately, in today's time, that's not the way it is. In today's time, it's reversed. We are expecting stuff from God, and that's not the way it should be. I want to look at Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his disciples, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 19 says, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Sierra, and they brought him unto him all sick people that were taken with divers disease and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. And I want to note that it says here that God saw these men, and it said in verse 19, he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. These men right here were out fishing, and here he is asking them to follow him, that he will make them fishers of men. He's got them as disciples, and he's showing them how to be fishers of men. So here they are fishing, but now he's got them doing something totally different, and they follow him. And that's the expectation I'm trying to say is the Lord has upon us as Christians, is that when God tells us to do something, don't turn around and expect God to be doing stuff for us. These men right here followed him, and he says that he will make him fishers of men. And he showed him the ways that he would like him, wanted them to help him with, and they became disciples for him, for Christ, and worked for God, followed him, and they are going to be blessed in the end of that. The thing is that we, when God tells us to do something, we don't want to follow God because we expect things in return. We expect things to happen to us. They could have stayed there with their nets. They could have continued fishing. But I don't think it would have went the way they wanted it to go. And like I said, Christian's life, I see a lot of Christians today that seem to expect more things out of life. They say they expect things out of the church. And even people here at this church. I mean, I'm just going to say, there's a lot of people that may not be here no more, that could still be here, that do expect things from our church. So it's all over the place. It's not just a certain church or anything like that, but I do see it among a lot of Christians nowadays, where we expect a lot of things out of our pastor, we expect things out of our deacons, Brother Tiny and them, and it shouldn't be like that. We should be living for God, trust God, pray about things, instead of demanding it upon ourselves and trying to take actions for ourselves, because that's what's going to end up getting us out of church if we end up following the ways of the devil and allowing ourselves to take over rather than trusting God and living up His expectations rather than trying to have God live to our expectations. And that's really what I wanted to go over tonight. And looking at that, follow me, I will make you fisher of men. If you follow God, God will make you a fisher of men. May not be exactly the way you were thinking, but if you follow God, God will make you a fisher of men. And the expectations that we have, we need to think about those. Think about how God would want us to live and live under His expectations rather than trying to reverse it and have God live under our expectations. Brother Tiny, you can take back over.